Dear friends, today we celebrate the Assumption.
Excuse me.
The Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And it's very interesting that on the Feast of the Assumption, our readings, especially the first readings of the Vigil Mass last night, and also the first reading of today's Mass, it's about the Ark of the Covenant. So yesterday's first reading was when the King David built the Ark and assembled the Ark and made a tent for it, made a tabernacle for it. Last night's responsorial psalm was, Lord, go up to the place of your rest, you and the Ark of your holiness. And in today's first readings from the book of Revelation, it's about John's vision of heaven. And the very first line of the first reading today says, God's temple in heaven was opened, and the Ark of his covenant could be seen in the temple. So, on the Feast of the Assumption, why so much reference to the Ark of the Covenant, right? So the Ark of the Covenant, you know, is much more than a reference to Indiana Jones, right? The Ark of the Covenant is the holiest item in Judaism. It's the most important object for the Jews. So basically what it was this big wooden box that was lined with gold. It was a gold-lined wooden box, and inside they would put things. They would put three things in particular, the Ten Commandments, and they would put the manna from the desert when the Israelites wandered in the desert and they were fed by God with manna. They put the manna in the ark, and then they put the rod of Aaron, who was the son of Moses. On top of it was basically the lid, but that was called the mercy seat. Okay, so you had this lid, and on both sides of the lid were two cherubim, gold-carved angels. And on this mercy seat is where the presence of God would come to dwell. So the fathers of the church loved to draw parallels between the Old Testament and the New. What they saw, and the reason why we make so much reference, why the readings point to the Ark of the Covenant today on the Assumption, is because the fathers of the church saw Mary as the Ark of the New Covenant. Go back to the Annunciation. When the angel Gabriel appears to Mary in her home in Nazareth, Gabriel tells her that the Holy Spirit will come upon her and the power of the Most High will overshadow her. That word, that to be overshadowed by the presence of God, is the same term that the book of Exodus uses. When it talks about a cloud or the presence of God will come to cover or will come to overshadow the Ark of the Covenant that is within the tent, that is within the tabernacle. The presence of God came to fill the tabernacle where the Ark of the Covenant was, the book of Exodus tells us. So then King David has the Ark. King David decides not to take the ark to Jerusalem, but before taking it to Jerusalem, where does he take the Ark of the Covenant? He takes the ark to the countryside. And he takes the ark to the countryside, and it remains there for 3 months. Just after Our Lady is visited by Gabriel, she goes in haste, not to the city of Jerusalem, and not to Nazareth, but she goes to the countryside. For how long? 3 months. King David, when he first comes into the presence of the Ark of the Covenant, David says, how can the Ark of the Lord come to me? And Elizabeth, when Mary comes into her presence, Elizabeth says, and why is this granted to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? David, when he takes the ark to Jerusalem, The Bible tells us that he dances before the Lord with abandon, that he dances leaping and dancing before the Lord. Elizabeth, what does she say to Our Lady? She says, "Behold, when the voice of your greeting reached my ears, the babe in my womb leaped for joy." So just as David dances before the ark as it goes to Jerusalem, so John the Baptist in the womb of Elizabeth dances in the presence of the new Ark of the Covenant containing the Lord. The Ark of the Covenant, when it was brought to Jerusalem, it was placed in the Holy of Holies, which is basically the sanctuary of the temple. And only one time a year, the high priest would go into the Holy of Holies, and they would actually tie a rope to his feet just in case he died, they would be able to pull him back, right? So he was able to go into the Holy of Holies one time a year to utter the name of God. It was the most holy place on the face of the earth because it contained the presence of God. And so it's very fitting today to call Mary the Ark of the New Covenant because she contains the Holy of Holies within her womb. That's why we call her in Greek that title, Theotokos, which is bearer of God, the bearer of God, because she had the greatest honor of carrying God incarnate in her womb. And so today on the Feast of the Assumption, the book of Revelation tells us, now it all makes sense. God's temple in heaven was opened. His temple, the Holy of Holies, was opened, and the Ark of his covenant could be seen in the temple. The Ark of the New Covenant is in that temple of heaven where she sits at the right hand of her Son. If you've ever been to the Sistine Chapel, you got the painting of the Last Judgment. You can look up, there's images online, it's beautiful. Painted by Michelangelo in the 1500s. You have this mighty image of our Lord in judgment, right? He's like strong and expressing judgment. But where is Our Lady? Our Lady intercedes for us, but where is she? As Jesus' arms are kind of up in this kind of gyrating motion, where is Our Lady? Our Lady is tucked into his side. Next to his side, next to the side that was pierced for us, out of which came blood and water by which the church was born. And so where is Our Lady today on the Feast of the Assumption? Where has she been since her Assumption? She's next to the heart of her Son. She's next to the side of Christ. And what does she do? She intercedes for us as our mother and as our queen. She's there next to the heart of her Son, praying for us and loving us. So today, let us go to her, because when we go to her, we go to the heart of her Son. Amen.